From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is praising Senate Democrats for what he called a big victory for the American people, a vote to advance legislation to overhaul the nation's healthcare system. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The president applauded the early morning vote in which all 60 members of the Democratic Senate caucus agreed to move forward with the healthcare bill. Mr. Obama said the measure would help seniors, families, and businesses. And he used numbers from the Congressional Budget Office to rebut the Republican argument that health care overhaul would produce more red ink.
This cuts our deficit by $132 billion the first 10 years and by over $1 trillion in the second. That argument that opponents are making against this bill does not hold water.
The Senate vote suggests Democrats have the filibuster-proof majority they need to approve a health care bill before Christmas. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood has announced new rules that bar airlines from keeping travelers stranded on planes delayed at an airport for longer than 3 hours. In the first half of this year, passengers on 613 flights had to wait for longer than that before finally departing. Airlines have been struggling today to get travelers home, travelers who were stranded by the massive snowstorm that walloped the East Coast over the weekend. But that's easier said than done. Adam Reeker is at New York's LaGuardia Airport trying to get home to Denver.
I had a flight Saturday that got canceled. I had a flight yesterday that got canceled. Now they're trying to make me stay until Wednesday, and that's with United, and I'm trying to see if American will take my flight. It's a nightmare.
The Federal Aviation Administration says there have been only minimal flight delays at major airports on the East Coast today. The high-speed train line connecting London to the European continent will resume service tomorrow after being shut down for 3 days. The rail line experienced a number of breakdowns stretching back to last week when more than 2,000 passengers were stranded in the tunnel under the English Channel, some for up to 15 hours. Frank Browning reports from Paris.
The Eurostar breakdowns disrupted travel between London and Paris and Brussels for more than 40,000 people, many of whom still remain stranded on both sides of the English Channel.